Was the Duchess of Sussex the Duchess of Difficult? We've got the dish on that.
And David Geffen is taking in his $8.7 billion fortune and moving on. Lots of tea to spill on that.
Plus, everyone has been asking Brad, honey, when she's gonna drop some new music. Well, the wait is over. I can't wait, so
let's get this started.
All right, well, Blue Ivy is out here setting an example of how a true performer should move. So during the Cowboy Carter show, Blue's earring got stuck in Beyonce's head, and she handled it like a pro. Take a look. That girl's a smooth criminal.
Yeah.
You can see she kind of freaked out for a quick second. She gathered herself. Then she started to like strum her hair like it was like a guitar string. And it freaked it, man. If you was in a scenario, would your mother's wig have been on the floor or would you cut your ear? Like, what would you have done?
Oh, first of all, my mom would have been wearing her real hair. So we wouldn't have had that problem. But I think, honey, whoever, Beyonce needs to fire the person who choreographed that scene, honey. No way her earring should have caught her mama's hair. That should have been choreographed a totally different way, honey. I just feel bad for honey, the person who did it.
I mean, it was a freak accident.
It was an accident, Gary.
Yeah, it was an accident, but honey. Yeah, but Beyonce should have made her hair shorter or that person should be fired from choreographing. Look at that, that is a sin. Oh my God, if she would have moved the wrong way, Beyonce, we would have been off her head.
Yo, and that would have been like a game changer, because you know, anytime something don't go right in that world, they like scrub the whole internet of any bad pictures. To see Beyonce without her hair is like, you know, seeing Darth Vader without the helmet on. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you're not used to seeing that.
But I know one thing, you see Rumi laugh and say, uh-huh, y'all have me sitting down here, honey. That would have happened, honey.
She showed a lot of composure to get that out without bringing it out.
Oh, God, Gary, someone out here is claiming your cousin, the Duchess of Sussex, Meghan Markle, was a whole diva when it came to her wedding menu. Now, according to the new book called The New Royals, Meghan berated one of her wedding caterers so bad that the late Queen Elizabeth had to check her. Here's what was written. Meghan was at the castle to taste some of the dishes and told one of the caterers she could taste egg. She got quite upset, saying that the dish was meant to be vegan and macrobiotic. Suddenly, the queen walked in and said, Meghan, in this family, we don't speak to people like that. Now, there have been a whole lot of stories about the Duchess being difficult. Do y'all believe that this happened?
No, I don't believe Meghan would have ever said something like that.
If she tasted egg and she a vegetarian, this definitely happened.
Well, and the egg should have been cage-free, honey. I'm sure it probably would have.
No eggs at all. That's how vegetarian works.
But Meghan has that right, honey. If they didn't have her food right, honey, tell them bastards, honey, you peasant. You messed up my meal.
And that's what the queen came for.
Well, all right, baby. The queens, honey, are queening. Uh-oh. After less than 2 years of marriage, honey, 82-year-old billionaire music executive David Geffen just filed them papers, baby, on his 32-year-old husband, David Armstrong. I'll say. And here's the tea, baby. There's no prenup.
Yeah, no prenup. Now, according to the court documents, Geffen filed, citing the Hollywood classic, Irreconcilable Differences. We've all got those. And when it comes to sharing his $8.7 billion fortune, California law requires divorce petitioners to pay spousal support for half of the length of the marriage, so his estranged hubby will only get 1 year's worth of pay, plus all of his attorney's fees paid. And it doesn't sound like 1 year's pay will amount to all that much, because most of David Geffen's fortune consists of stocks and equities and property, which are separate under California law, so it likely won't be a huge cash payout. Womp, womp, womp. Gary, now, if you wed a billionaire queen, 50 years your senior, and you only came out with a little bit of money, would you be upset?
First of all, I wouldn't marry a billionaire queen. If she's a queen, girl, I don't care what she got, honey. That ain't happening. Now, if you said a billionaire king, yes, I'd be upset. But a queen, honey, what are we gonna do, go shop together?
No. So you wouldn't marry a billionaire queen?
Hell no, Brad. I don't care what
she got.
So
queen is a more feminine.
Yes, honey. If I marry myself.
But a billion.
I don't care, honey. I wouldn't be able to even breathe, honey.
Because it would get on your nerves.
Oh, Lord,
it would get on my nerves. Bitch, mine too.
Thank you, bitch. Okay, two of us.
Ooh, I couldn't take it.
Like my friend said, honey, our heels be going up to Jesus at the same time.
All right, y'all. Moving on, Gwyneth Paltrow says if you don't like the smell of her, meow, then oh well. Gwen spoke on a panel about her now discontinued This Smells Like My Vagina candle and said that many people are disgusted by the title. Oh. She also dished on why she kept the $75 candle on the market and told everyone who had a problem with it what they can do with themselves. Listen to this. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
We are beautiful and we are awesome and go yourself.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah. Talk that talk.
Yeah.
Mm. Yes. What y'all feel about Gwen's advice to the haters? I loved it.
Could you imagine me making a candle? This smells like my...
No.
Wait, you could have bought this candle and found out what one smells like.
I could go right in the ocean.
You mess with the wrong people. That's what pushed you away. You gotta
take a bath.
You gotta get back out there, man.
If the female friends you around smell like ocean, you shouldn't be their friend.
All right, y'all. In the words of Brad's wifey, Honey Judy, it's about damn time. Now, so did y'all hear the honey exciting news? Honey, Brad has new music coming out.
Ooh,
well, baby needs, honey. I saw the tease you dropped, honey, on social media about your new single. Have You to Myself.
Yeah.
And baby, this isn't, honey, a solo mission, honey. This is a collaboration. Y'all, look who Brad decided to link up with. Oh, my God.
1, 2, I'm your girl, Brad Tat Tat.
It's JB.
And you know we got this new song, you dig? It's called Have You to Myself. Who is jamming? There it is. Check us out, yo.
Let's go.
All right, now, honey. So, Brad, you got Jessica Pants.
I do.
All right, baby. So, tell us about the song, honey. And is this an oldie to your beautiful wife?
Yes, this is to our wives. It was such a fun song. They came to Atlanta. Her and my wife are like good friends. So, they branched off to the dining room to just go like have girl chat and sit. So, we was just sitting there like, and I was like, hey, I got a studio upstairs, you know? So, we went upstairs and started vibing out and we made this record last year and it was amazing. So,
really?
They was on me like, we just need to put it out. We just need to put it out because I do so much music and I sit on so many songs because I'm from, you know, the way we do music back in the day. Like, I ain't used to putting out music every 2 weeks and one song every week because to me, it just like wasted. But I'm trying to get on this new wave. The song is jamming. It's about our wives being too busy and they could do everything they want to do the whole week, but Sunday belongs to us. It's a Sunday,
the one day.
I don't want to do nothing else but have you to myself. So the single is dropping May 30th. The video is going to drop a week after that. I am so, so excited. It's been years since I put out a record. It's all independent. I ain't never paid for my own video myself. So, you know, we spent some coins on that
now,
thing. So.
I peeped the guitar on the cover. Yeah. So is Jessica playing the guitar? Or because I know you dabble some instruments
too.
Yeah,
absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Yep. You'll see it in the video.
Nobody called me for a backup dancer. You have no backup dancers?
No, Gary. Oh. I'm sorry.
You want Gary dropping it in the video?
Dancer. But I'll play it for you in the studio and I'll let you dance too.
Okay.
Ooh. Okay. You can dance out front on my camera.
Okay. All right. Up next, Carrie Hart admits he's been putting his wife Pink through the ringer. We'll dish about this after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Okay, y'all know Pink's husband is a motocross racer. We're talking about Carrie Hart. Well, he was seriously injured last week. He shared pictures from the hospital and said, I had a pretty nasty get off practicing Thursday morning, landed off a jump, bars knifed, and took the bar to the gut while going over the bars.
Oh!
Good Lord. Oh, my God.
In the car light.
Jeez. As I understand it, I severed my small intestine from my colon. I'm fine and will recover from
this. Yo.
Sir, you don't sound fine at all.
It don't.
Yeah, he also thanked Pink for taking charge at the hospital and apologized for putting her through this again. He said he's not going to let this stop him. He also posted that he'll be back on his bike for a ride on June 7th. That's just 3 weeks.
Man, he better pull out the Nintendo Entertainment System and play Excite Bike. He don't need to be on a real motorcycle time soon.
Yeah.
I'm sure she is like, what? No, you're not.
Of course, Pink also flies around on a trapeze, right?
Yeah, so.
She'd be flying through the sky.
Mysteriously safer, though, than what he be doing. Like, jumping over things and just, like,
Where's
you know, being in
the... That ain't safe.
I mean, man, but like you hear all the time about people getting injured on motorcycles. Yeah, you know what
true.
I mean?
That's
like,
true.
I ain't really met nobody who was a widow because they trapeze artist husband or whatever, like fell off the joint. You know?
My Lord.
That's true.
They'll trapeze widows.
All right. Leonardo DiCaprio, who's 50, has been dating 26-year-old model Vittoria Cerretti for about 2 years, and hopefully he's secure in their relationship, y'all. Because Vittoria just starred in a sexy ad for Dolce & Gabbana's fragrance, Light Blue, along with 40-year-old British heartthrob Theo James from White Lotus. So, of course, the internet trolled Leo, saying things like, imagine getting paid millions to kiss Theo James at the beach, then going home to Leo.
Why is this, so many of these shots are just right on his
crouch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because they want people to see what Dolce & Gabbana
this
looks like.
This is a very sexual, oh my
beautiful.
God.
Yeah, we go together at this point.
Yeah.
Because Leo's always trading out for like the younger model, right. It'd be wild if Vittoria switched up on him and traded him in for a younger model.
Yeah, I don't think I would want my wife to do that, so.
Really?
If you got like, what if it was like a good, like this is a good looking commercial. It doesn't mean anything happens.
It's so they.
Yeah, that's a little intimate, though, honey.
Yeah, it is intimate. Like yeah. That's. I mean, my goodness, you got to touch her face.
You got to open your mouth and kiss him.
Oh my God!
And it hit different when both people are in a certain type of shape.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like these people look like they're supposed to be together in real life.
Yeah. Okay. She was just reaching up his thigh, really close
he
to his.
Stood right
Gilbert
over,
Grinch.
Like say, open up. I mean, that's interesting.
Yeah, at some point, his flag would have been raised at more than half mast.
Yeah.
Well, Meghan Trainor's been an advocate for body positivity since she came on the scene. Well, she recently slimmed down after having 2 kids, announcing that she used Mounjaro and got breast implants.
Oh.
So at Wango Tango, she sang her hit All About That Bass, but she changed one line. Instead of I Ain't No Size 2, she switched it for I Got Some New Boobs. Well, fans were divided and called her hypocritical for caving into the pressures of Hollywood, but others praised her for doing something that made her feel more confident.
Somebody's gonna always have something to say.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Some negative, some positive.
Yeah. And motherhood is tough, because not everybody bounces back to their original form just off of just regular exercise, because your whole body chemistry changed. So if you gotta do what you gotta do, you gotta do it.
Yeah, but if she's not using Mounjaro as a diabetic baby, she's gonna be, honey, right back to her size again. Cause once you stop taking it, honey, you're gonna blow right back up, and her little breast gonna blow up too. So, honey, bless her, honey. So we love you, girl.
All right, up next, One Star has a surprising story about Stevie Wonder. You gotta see it to believe it. So come right back. Y'all wrong for that.
Yeah. Ooh, that's
y'all
love.
Wrong for that. Dish Nation.
Dish Nation. Welcome back.
Hey!
All right, y'all, Law & Order SVU star Mariska Hargitay is opening up about a long-held family secret. Apparently, her father, Mickey Hargitay, the man who raised her and identified as her father, is actually not her father.
What?
In Mariska's documentary, My Mom Jane, she reveals her biological father is Italian singer and comedian Nelson Sardelli. Mariska shared that her mom, actress Jane's Mansfield, had a brief relationship with Nelson after separating from Mickey. However, Jane later reconciled with Mickey before Mariska was born, and as a result, Mickey raised her as his own. Mariska also revealed she did question her paternity in her 20s after seeing a photo of her biological dad and noticing a strong resemblance. However, Mickey insisted he was her biological dad, and the topic was never brought up again before his death in 2006. Mariska also revealed she has developed a relationship with her biological father, Nelson, but still considers Mickey her true father, her real dad.
But I have a problem when people, stuff like that happen, and you go looking for your biological. If this man raised you, this your daddy. You go and look for another man and all that. He evidently he didn't want to be bothered.
But you don't know the story. Like sometimes, like your parents, like moms be hiding the dad away from the real kid. I mean, hiding the real dad away from the kid, and you don't know what's going on.
If dad know he have a kid out, he need to go find them.
Sometimes they don't know. This was a long time ago.
Well,
the other thing I wonder is, did Mickey think that he was her biological father? Because it says in there that he insisted he was. Did he not know that Jane and Nelson had a little?
I think he knew and he didn't want her to know.
Didn't want her to know?
That's just like adoption. If you adopt me, you my mama. And then all that, let me go find my real... I don't like that. You still
want to know where that came from.
Well, you know where you came from, right here where we fed you at.
Well, part of it's good to know. Part of it's good to know your genetic history. Yeah. Like, yeah. You know.
If it was that part, we wouldn't have been adopted.
But moving on, R&B legend Johnny Gill says that when it comes to Stevie Wonder, he has questions. And that's because him and his LSG group members, Gerald Levert and Keith Sweat, all got beat by Stevie in air hockey. Check this out.
Why did this guy beat all three of us, whipped our ass in air hockey? I'll never forget saying, oh man, Steve was the master of air hockey. So I said,
air hockey.
I said, hey, I don't give a what you say.
We need answers.
Yeah, I was about to say, wait.
I told him, I said,
you can't just glaze over that part. you got to understand.
And I remember telling Keith.
That is a visual sport.
Yes, I told Keith, I was like, yo, man, we can't tell nobody that.
Right.
He beat all three of us.
Wow, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I still question that too about Stevie Wonder. I mean, how do you have all these children?
Can't find a condom. Couldn't see it.
Yeah, right. Well, how do you see all these other components?
You know a body, right?
Yeah.
But how do you know which hole?
It don't matter.
You know, Gary, there's some lessons. Yeah. There's, you learn some things pretty quick. It'd be different if someone was like, Stevie Wonder beat me in a game of ping pong.
Yeah, or darts.
Stevie Wonder beat me in tic-tac-toe.
Well.
Shaq said Stevie Wonder called him by name.
I'm sure he identifies people's scents and smells and different things like that.
You think he smelled Shaq coming?
Yeah.
Gold bond.
I do. I definitely do.
Up next, honey, find out which singer found a celebrity sex tape baby to be beautiful.
Oh,
that's tea after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Well, y'all, singer Lorde has made some intriguing confessions. She revealed that after going through a tough breakup, and struggling with an eating disorder, she partook in some psychedelics.
Ooh.
Wait, there's more. While high on what are psychedelics?
Like mushrooms.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. While high on psychedelics, Lorde revealed she was led to watch the infamous Pam Anderson and Tommy Lee sex tape, and Lorde confessed that what she saw stuck with her. She said, I found it to be so beautiful, and maybe it's messed up that I've watched it, but I saw two people that were so in love with each other, and there was this purity. They were jumping off this big boat like they were children.
I like how she said she was led to watch.
Yes. Yeah.
Purity.
But okay. When he jumped off the boat, I could imagine what that looked like. Was he straight or was it just flop?
Did you ever see the tape?
I've never seen it. No, I would like to see it though.
You could be led to it later.
I need to be led to it.
We could probably find you some psychedelics.
Yeah. Well, honey, that's all the tea we have for you today. And hopefully, honey, you're leaving with the same feelings Lorde had after watching Pam and Tommy Lee, honey. Tune in next time. Bye.
Bye.
No psychedelics.
Pure.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.